محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بعد يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the hadith in a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira. This is the last hadith that narrates within the theme of the unlawfulness of harm. And I think it's an appropriate hadith to conclude this series with, because it's a it's one that strikes you as quite I say odd, but it's not what you expect sometimes, I guess, when you listen to these type of hadith or you're learning a faith. You don't always expect a prophet to say something like this, and of course saying it caused a lot of the Sahaba asked a lot of questions about this one, and they had a lot of concerns because they didn't think that this was the case. Of course, he explained it much more throughout his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, and it became known. And the hadith goes as the following: قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عُذِبَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ فِي هِرَّةٍ حَبَسَتْهَا حَتَّى مَاتَتْ فَدَخَلَتْ فِيهَا النَّارُ لَا هِيَ أَطْعَمَتْهَا وَلَا سَقَتْهَا إِذْ حَبَسَتْهَا وَلَا هِيَ تَرَكَتْهَا تَأْكُلُ مِنْ خَشَاشِ الْأَرْضِ. So he said, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, was that a lady was punished by Allah يوم القيامة because of a cat that she held captive until it died. Like, she basically imprisoned the cat or put it in a cage or put it somewhere until it died. And the lady, because of this, entered in nar. This is the wording of the Prophet ﷺ. فَدَخَلَتْ فِيهَا النَّارِ. Because of this, she was punished in Jahannam. And then he comments, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he says, لَا هِيَ أَطْعَمَتْهَا وَلَا سَقَتْهَا إِذْ حَبَسَتْهَا. And he uses this here a couple of times as if to emphasize how could she do this? Like he's using this terminology, alayhi salatu wasalam, to point out the horrible nature of this crime, that she did not feed this animal, nor quench its thirst when she held it captive, nor did she open the door for her to go and eat from the vermin of the earth, whatever existed outside. As if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, why could you? And this became an issue for the Sahaba because they weren't aware that this applied to animals, right? They weren't aware that it applied to animals. They understood, okay, fine, we can't be cruel or we can't harm a human being, but they thought animals were, even an animal, even a cat, even a small creature she was punished. She went to Jahannam. A person would go, al-iyadu billah, to Jahannam because of a small cat that she didn't treat fairly, that she didn't treat with mercy, that she didn't show any basic decency and compassion towards. And alayhi salatu wasalam point that out, that harm, when we talk about the unlawfulness of harm, we're not just talking about the unlawfulness of harm towards human beings. We're talking about the unlawfulness of harm towards any living thing, even something that you consider not to be worthy or not to be important. Alayhi salatu wasalam would point out that it is. And this hadith is just very scary to me, because Allahu a'lam what we're doing. I may not be causing direct harm sometimes, often, but I wonder sometimes about the indirect harm that we cause with our habits and diets and our choices in life, whether we are causing indirect harm towards the creatures of this planet. And that whether we will be held accountable for that or not, Yawm al-Qiyamah, I ask that Allah subhanahu that we're not, and that we're taught the ways to be better. But alayhi salatu wasalam used this, and the Sahaba heard it, and this is an authentic, this is Bukhari, this is muttafaq alayhi hadith. This is one of the most authentic narrations that we have. So when you hear it, and when you think of it, you have to accept, or you have to at least pause for a moment and think about what he's explaining, alayhi salatu wasalam. The mistreatment of an animal will lead for a human being to go to Jahannam, al-iyadu billah. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عذبت امرأة في هرة حبستها حتى ماتت فدخلت فيها النار لا هي أطعمتها ولا سقتها إذ حبستها ولا هي تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.